the first rule of the game is Texas is a giant pit from which nothing escapes. There are jail beasts and bloodhound babies and great bizarre hands that will pursue any escapee and drag them back. If you are now in Texas, you will be buried in Texas, as the saying goes. And you can always bury something more, as the jail beasts are fond of saying in their rancid dialect of the pit speak. Imagine if depression fucked a hole in the United States, and then you'll start to picture what this game is about. All of the elevators only go down. Physicists can't get close enough to draw any conclusions. My hands are calloused red spiders from all of the climbing. The bats beneath the bridge squeak little fanged rumors about what I eat. I am a frail meat twig climbing 20,000 leagues above the floor, and to air is human. I wrap my hand on a rock and drag myself up, looking like a diet Rambo. This is the game. Look down at yourself. Look at your lap. Look at your hands. This is the game. I don't care if you're climbing. Spell it out and keep moving. THISISTHEGAME. This is not an exaggeration. It will take you 10 years to get that thing you want. The walls of Texas. The walls of Texas. My God! The walls of Texas! There are handholds and footholds, and it's easy enough to get started because the walls win through infinite miles. How much more is there to go? The answer is keep going. This is the game. The keep going is the game. The butterfly effect is the dice, and I know it without question that I will not slip, because the second rule of the game is the game always starts with me escaping from Texas. And you should know that you are going to survive. I know it might seem like that ruins the suspense, but it doesn't. Because nobody ever says that. Nobody ever says you're going to survive. Because they don't know for sure if you will. But I do. So I'm saying it. You are going to survive. This is the game. You are going to survive. These are not commandments. They are statements of fact.